This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever heard the idea that your brain's got three separate parts, like a reptile brain, an emotional brain, and a thinking brain?
It's a pretty common idea, yeah. Like a layered cake of evolution, you know?
But what if that's totally wrong?
That's what we're here to talk about.
We're diving into Lisa Feldman Barrett's work, debunking this whole triune brain myth. So this triune brain idea has been around for a while, right? Reptilian brain for survival, limbic system for emotions, neocortex for rational thought. It's pretty common.
Exactly. Sounds neat and tidy, but it's a massive oversimplification. It's just not how the brain actually works.
So it's not like these three parts are separate, battling it out like a constant war?
Nope. It's all interconnected, a single integrated system. Really.
This whole idea seems to go way back, huh?
Yeah, it's rooted in Plato's ideas about reason versus emotion. Early neuroscientists just kind of mapped that onto the brain's structure.
So it's more of a philosophical idea than a scientific one?
Exactly. A really influential metaphor that's stuck around way too long. It's crazy.
And this misconception has real-world consequences, right?
Huge ones. It affects how we understand mental health, morality, even the justice system. If we think the brain is a battleground, we treat it that way.
Like a war between reason and emotion?
Precisely. But it's not a war, it's a collaboration. A partnership, really.
So how did the brain actually evolve? Not in neat layers, I guess.
No, it's a much more integrated process. New functions emerge from reorganizing and enhancing existing structures. It's not like adding new floors to a building.
So it's more like remodeling and expanding?
Exactly. A continuous process of adaptation. It's always changing.
This whole interconnectedness, it's fascinating. How does it all work together?
It's a complex network of regions constantly communicating. This allows for incredible adaptability and learning.
So it's not just one area doing one thing.
Absolutely not. Everything works together. It's a team effort.
The brain's also a prediction machine, right?
A huge part of what it does. It constantly anticipates and prepares for the future, managing the body's energy needs.
So it's not just reacting, it's proactively planning.
Exactly. That's allostasis. It's always looking ahead.
This whole idea challenges the notion that rationality is superior to emotion, doesn't it?
Completely. Emotions aren't primitive. They're essential for decision-making and navigating the world.
So it's not a battle between reason and emotion, but a partnership?
Exactly. They work together. They're not enemies.
How can we bridge the gap between scientific understanding and our own subjective experiences?
By recognizing that our internal conflicts aren't a war between brain parts, but complex interactions within a single system.
So it's about integrating science with our lived experience?
Precisely. It's all connected.
Context is key, isn't it?
Absolutely. Our past experiences and current environment shape our thoughts and actions. It's not about fixed functions.
So our brains are constantly adapting to the situation?
Always. It's amazing how adaptable it is.
And the brain is constantly changing, right? Neuroplasticity.
It's incredibly dynamic. It's always reorganizing itself, forming new connections.
So it's not a static organ, but a constantly evolving one?
Exactly. It's amazing. It never stops changing.
This has huge implications for mental health, right?
Absolutely. Viewing mental illness as a conflict between brain parts is harmful and inaccurate. It's a disruption in the integrated system.
So we need a more holistic approach to treatment.
Definitely. A much more integrated approach. Understanding the brain as an integrated system is crucial for moving beyond simplistic models and developing more effective strategies for everything from mental health to education.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your insights. I really appreciate it.